K-State football, Colin Klein, new head coach, back for good in Mad Kansas, and the coaching game continues to grow. This is Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you from an overcast Kansas City, Missouri here on this Monday, December 22nd, 2025. Thank you for tuning in to the latest episode of this podcast. Of course, football, men's, women's basketball, women's soccer, and volleyball, and so much more. Thank you for tuning into the latest episode of this podcast. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, again, thank you for taking time out of your day, whenever this comes out, to listen to this podcast. We might be going triple header on this Monday edition of this podcast. Why? Because Colin Klein and because of work, I did not see any of the college playoff games this weekend. But I do know A&M got out, one and done. So that means Colin Klein, your new head coach, is solidly back in Manhattan, Kansas, 100%. You don't have to do two hats and else like that. And maybe that might be the discussion when I record EG3 pod here in a little while. Along with talking about kind of teeing up the kickoff of 2026 with what I got going. Big news there on that. Again, I shared a little bit about that on one of the episodes. But anyways, focusing back on K-State football, right? You got your guy, new head coach Colin Klein. Now he is freed up for good. You ain't got to go back over to A&M and all this other stuff like that. And look, he did a great job for them, right? And again, I have to save that for the EG Dubai. But anyways, moves, coaching hires were made yesterday, two of them. And I'm talking about one of them here today, this morning, in new quarterbacks coach Christian Ellsworth. And he is coming back to Manhattan. So, hey, like I said on one of the episodes, everybody's coming back to Manhattan, right? A former Wildcat himself. And he was used to be on staff. And he is originally from the Midwest. Christian Ellsworth was named K-State's quarterback coach yesterday. Colin Klein announced that yesterday. Ellsworth returns to Manhattan after serving the last two seasons. Well, so Ellsworth. So this is one of two hires that Colin Klein said, hey, I'm going to take you with me. Right? And Christian Ellsworth was the first one. I'm going to try to do this in chronological order. I told you all this. Like, we're going to try to keep up with every coaching hire, departure, the transfer portal. I recorded, well, one of them is going to be coming out here in a little bit. Like I said, we might be doing a triple header today. Might try to fit this in the middle of the ladies' postcast, the loss against TCU over the weekend on the women's side of things as well. But anyways, Ellsworth, coming off the A&M staff, first as a senior offensive analyst and then as the program's tight end coach. He was also previously worked at South Carolina. How about that? And Nebraska. And then, of course, we have Christian Ellsworth in the K-StateSports.com press release saying, quote, my family and I are humbled and excited to be back in Manhattan. He continues on here to say, it's an honor to serve this program, university, and community. It's family business, end quote. Again, how many times have we said it? I don't have to tell you the key word in all of this, family, right? It is the standard at K-State, and I don't know where this, not the statement, but where this came from, but trying to dance around this, I am feeling much better, yes. But, trying to talk and try to dance around sort of a sore over much. So Christian Ellsworth, another K-Stater coming back to Manhattan. This is the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports here. Eddie Greer, your host of this everyday K-State podcast here. Christian Ellsworth, your new quarterback coach underneath the new era of Colin Klein, the new head coach at K-State. He is back for good after Texas A&M got ousted pretty badly against Miami there as well. And then Ellsworth, going back to him for a little bit more. Ellsworth's stint at Texas A&M isn't the only time he's coached. with Colin Klein, and of course, I mentioned this already, he was on staff at K-State. He and Colin Klein worked together as grad assistants back in 2020 at K-State, in 2021 as well. Additionally, he was a true freshman quarterback at Northern Iowa when Klein tutored that position group as well. Colin Klein, we got him in a press release as well, saying, quote, "Christian is a rising star in his profession, and his work ethic and competitive nature are on another level right now. He is of the utmost character and integrity, and I am proud for him to develop our quarterbacks," end quote, there as well. So, and rock on here in his first full season as full-time assistant coach Ellsworth, with the tight ends combined to tally 43 reception catches for 435 yards and 4 touchdowns, in addition to being an important piece of the running game for Texas A&M Aggies. Over 184.7 rushing yards per game, A&M ranked 20th in the country in scoring offense and 23rd in total offense there. And then going down here, his first year at College Station, Ellsworth helped, well, back in 2024, Ellsworth helped the Aggies earn a 5-0 start in conference play, the program's best start in the SEC. Of course, A&M finished the year ranked 26th nationally and second in the SEC in a rushing offense there with 195 yards average there as well. Ellsworth began his coaching career with a 2-year stint as an offensive grad assistant at Kansas State, again in those same years, going back to 2020 and 2021. During his first year on staff, the Wildcats ranked 4th nationally, tops in the conference in the red zone, over 90%, 93% exactly there. The following year, the Wildcats placed in the top 30 in the country in 4th down percentage, 75%, completion percentage, 22nd, fewest interceptions thrown, and 3rd down percentage there as well. And also, 2022, he was at South Carolina, and the same staff that K-State special teams coordinator Stan Weber was on as well. So a reuniting of resorts as well with, of course, special teams, your new special teams coordinator, Stanton Weber. That episode came out last week. If you're new to this podcast, you're fresh to this podcast, please go check that out. Yeah, as well, Ellsworth helped the Gamecocks rank 23rd that season in the final AP poll top 25 thanks to consecutive upset victories over Tennessee and Clemson. And then he moved back to Nebraska, back to the Midwest, Nebraska, back in 2023, where he worked with the Titans. He worked with Titans there at Nebraska there as well. Ellsworth in high school was a 3-time All-State performer at Grand Island Northwest in Grand Island, Nebraska. At the end of his prep career, he held the Nebraska State records for career passing yards, completions, career touchdowns, single-game completions, single-game attempts, and single completions there as well. Ellsworth earned his bachelor's degree from Northern Iowa back in 2019 in digital media leadership with an emphasis in sports broadcasting while obtaining his master's degree in academic advising from K-State back in 2022. He has two kids. Obviously, his wife, Cassidy, daughter, and a son as well. So, hey, man, let's bring it back. Hey, let's bring the band back together. Let's bring the band back together. That is hard to say 3 times as well. So now, Stanton Weber and Christian Ellsworth have some ties a little bit there as well. So, again, Texas A&M, I know they just got ousted out of the College Football Playoff. Really saw an improvement in their offense, taking a big hit. You lose, not only do you lose Colin Klein back to us, right? We're taking 2 more of your assistants with us. And the first one we're talking about is Christian Ellsworth. He's making his return back to the Little Apple as your new quarterback's coach. And it remains seen, obviously, with news kind of starting to pile up in the transfer portal, what Avery Johnson is going to do now that Jace Brown, his best friend, his best friend, former roommate, and number one target, hit the transfer portal We'll see what happens on that again. Whenever that pops up, whenever that announcement pops up, we'll talk about it on this podcast. But yeah, what a busy day yesterday over K-State on the football side. More coaching hires for the newly coach for your football team, Colin Klein, Heisman finalist, as he takes Christian Ellsworth with us. Well, he takes Christian Ellsworth from the A&M staff and brings him back to the Midwest in Kansas State. The Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas sports, you can get it. Our podcast is found free and available daily or whenever you just record. Kansas State content will come at you every single day. Make sure you are subscribed if you're not already to this podcast. iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, Amazon. You know, y'all know what it is. Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, 7 days a week. We're going to have an episode for y'all on Christmas. Yes, sir. No question about that. So there's that. So we'll have y'all already squared away for that. So we're coming at you on Christmas, maybe twice. We'll see, but we'll know for sure because we'll have plenty of content. We'll record plenty today. So we'll have something on Christmas for sure. Yeah, so yeah, you want to be tapped in on this podcast there as well as we continue to roll in throughout the holidays and coming closer to the end of 2025. And the head coach, Colin Klein, continues to put together his staff for 2026 as he is hired now. Christian Ellsworth from where he worked with at A&M back to Manhattan as your new QB's coach. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas sports. And again, if you have time, I know y'all do, please, 4 or 5-star ratings. That helps us out. Helps us out, the host of the show out, but continues to get the word out to other K-State fans that are looking to add more K-State podcasts to your collection of podcasts going into 2026. We'll see y'all on the next edition of this podcast with Cats.